And now it's time for our question of the month. Listener Lorne Henry says, I heard a talk by someone who's specialising in trying to rid the world of the malaria mosquito or of the disease, and I had an idea about it. If these mosquitoes could be made all one sex, then bingo. So could skewing the sex ratio get rid of mozzies? In fact, it's a great idea, and it's exactly what Dr. Nikolai Windbickler and his team at Imperial College London are trying to do.
Well, the idea is if you progressively shift the sex ratio of a population towards males, and there are fewer and fewer females in the population, then the overall size of the population will decrease up to a point where the population cannot sustain itself anymore and will actually crash.
What did you do to try and skew this sex ratio?
So we introduced into the mosquito a gene which essentially destroys the X chromosome. As you know, as in humans, so also in mosquitoes, there are two types of sperm produced by males, sperm that carry the Y chromosome and sperm that carry the X chromosome. The sperm that carry the Y chromosome produce sons, the sperm that carry the X chromosome produce daughters. So we found a way to specifically eliminate the sperm that carry the X chromosome so that only the sperm that carry the Y chromosome would be functional and would make it. These males produce only sons. This is a very promising technology, but there are still many, we're still many steps away to rolling this out. We have both technical hurdles to overcome still, but also have to make sure that all aspects of, you know, biosafety, safety, ethical concerns and regulatory concerns would be addressed before we go any further with this. The next step is to take these mosquitoes and test them at a larger scale. We have tested this technology in small population cages, but we have a facility in Italy where we have larger cages that are more field-like controlled environment, and there we want to test this technology to see how it performs.
Thanks to listener Lorne Henry and Dr. Nikolai Windbickler, and there's a longer version of that interview on the Naked Scientist website. If you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics, just email them to me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com.